Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, this truly is a historic moment. Have you seen what's going on in Australia?
And listen to this. Starting today, Australia becoming the first country in the world to ban social media for kids 16 and under. The ban impacts almost a dozen platforms requiring age verification. But if the platforms do not comply, they can face up to $33 million in fines. And it's something lawmakers right here in the U.S. say we should look into.
I think protecting children is an avenue that should be pursued. I won't rule out some sort of limitation in sales or distribution or use of those devices.
This is a bigger problem we're going to need to attack from multiple different directions, including maybe looking at what some countries like Australia have done in restricting access to their to these platforms until you reach a certain age of responsibility.
When it comes to our adolescents, it's either going to be adults or the algorithms. One of them is going to raise the kids. And I think we need to help parents.
It's bipartisan there, right? But social media giant Meta pushing back, saying they've consistently raised concerns about this law, arguing, quote, there's a better way, legislation that empowers parents to approve app downloads and verify age that allows families, not the government, to decide which apps teens can access.
Rare bipartisan agreement. We've got to protect kids. They're being sexualized online, said the Democrats. Wait, that's the sign that something's wrong. Democrats have been trying to sexualize kids for a very long time. Have you seen what they've done to libraries? Have you seen what they've done to schools? They love sexualized kids. Heck, they sex trafficked 500,000 of them in the country. Didn't bother to look for them. We found 62,000, by the way. That's what we're up to. A lot of them have been sex trafficked. Democrats are all about sexualizing some kids. The faster, the better. What's up here? This doesn't make sense. Meta's against it. The Uniparty's for it. By the way, everyone you heard quoted there, Dick Durbin, John Cornyn, might as well be George W. Bush, Rahm Emanuel, and Dick Blumenthal. That's the Uniparty. And they are all about getting them some Kids Online Safety Act. If your flags are up right now, they should be, because this is legit terrifying. See, there's something I'm not telling you about the Australia Act, and as soon as I tell you it, you will understand why they are so pumped about this. It ain't have anything to do with kids. But it does have everything to do with duplicating the Chinese social credit spy system here. Remember, what is that based on? It is based on what is called an internet key. No anonymity online. In China, you have to take your internet key and use it to log on. Once you do that, they know who you are so that they know where to come pick you up if you say wrong things. As I describe what just happened in Australia, because it's terrifying, and how they want to duplicate it here, remember how the Chinese social credit system works. It is based on an identity factor, a key, at the point of service, at the point of log on. It is tied to all your financial accounts. It's one system. Say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, have a low enough score, it all gets turned off. From your bank account, to whether your kid is allowed to go to college, to whether you're allowed to get on a plane, to whether you're allowed now in the UK to buy a car. No digital ID, no car, no job, no rental. And they will do damn near anything to get this system here. Keep all of that in mind as I tell you how this works, because it's just for kids, right? I mean, all Australia is saying, all we'd be saying is no social media accounts if you're 16 or under. How would you verify the age of children going online? What they want to do is say no social media at all through the age of 16. And in Australia, they're pulling the plug on all the accounts. And then after that, you can, you know, verify you're 17 and have an account. Well, guess what? It's not just kids who have to verify their age, because how do they know you're a kid or not? It's everyone. You catching on what's going on here? The chief censor in Australia. Australia has the same horrific kick your door in the middle of the night censorship that the UK does. It's almost identical, actually. They're adopting these all over the world. Their chief censor, who's a monster, in Australia, Julie Inman Grant, she's officially known as the Australian E-Safety Commissioner. And she will pull you out of bed in the middle of the night if you say true things about immigrants or transgender people or liberals or elected politicians or COVID. She called this the first domino. Quote, I've always referred to this as the first domino, which is why they push back. Who's them? Oh, people who want to be free and don't want to be dragged out of their beds in the middle of the night for speech violations. Those people. You know the enemy. Like me, you, people like that. See, because guess what you have to do to prove you're not a kid? Do I have to spell it out for you? Well, you can use the conveniently just issued digital ID in Australia. So you're no longer anonymous online. Everybody knows what you said. It'd be really super duper handy for the censors to find you that way. No more anonymity, which our founders depended on to foment the revolution. How's this work? Well, all they want to talk about is kids. They don't want to talk about what this means for adults. And this is why the Uniparty's all over this. You see, Fox News today spent almost 10 minutes talking about blackmail, like this online blackmail where they trick kids into sending nude photos of themselves. And then they say, hey, I'm going to send it to your whole school. I know who your friends are. You better pay me. And if they won't pay, they talk them into killing themselves. That's terrible. Fox News did 10 minutes on it this morning. Why? Because Paul Ryan's on their board. They want this. Paul Ryan, Nikki Haley, all the same people. What did Nikki Haley say the most important thing she would do? First thing in office. She would do, of anything she could do, online ID. Required to access social media. Do I have your attention? Because this is coming. They had a big meeting about it on the Hill and everybody agreed. Well, all the members of the Uniparty in good standing. Basically every douchebag up there. Democrats suddenly want to protect kids, something I haven't seen them try to do in decades. They're usually trying to corrupt kids. Sexualize them as early as possible. Teach them about gay sex as early as possible. Went to war with Florida over it. So here's how it works. You're going to love this. This is why they're so hip on this in Congress. This is the same Republican leadership, by the way, especially in the Senate, that loves this, but will not codify Trump's executive orders. So you know what you're dealing with. Listen to what you have to do as an adult if you want to access social media. If these social media providers accidentally let a child through, it's a $30 million fine. One instance. Here's how it starts. They'll start with a scan of your face. See if you look old. Wait, I'm sorry. Facial scan to verify my account on social media is okay. Uh-huh. You can upload a short video selfie or like opt for the full facial scan to be allowed to post. Because we got to save kids. We have to save kids. If that doesn't work, the reference image doesn't work, you can bet it won't. Guess what? Well, you can scan and upload a photo ID to confirm your date of birth, which we will then compare to your facial scan for the kids. It's all for the kids. If there's still questions or you want to opt out of the first three, you can give them a credit card. Which, folks, I mean, you talk digital ID. Your credit card has everything about you. They got to credit card. Those people have already digitally confirmed who you are. And they'll have everything they need. No more anonymity online. And guess who loves it the most? Folks, the most Orwellian thing I've seen, this headline on NBC News. They love it too, by the way. Australia launches youth social media ban. It says will be the world's first domino. What kind of dominoes are we talking about? A worldwide international ID in order to have the privilege of going online. Why? So the censors can make a beeline to your house. Because see, like Elon Musk isn't cooperating right now. So they're going to go a different way. They want him to turn accounts over for censorship in Europe and shut down the ones here that they disagree with, including in our own elections. But this would give them a direct-to-government way to do it. This sets up international digital ID. This is legit terrifying, which is why the Uniparty is all over it. They love it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Democrats, you know, the same party on a daily basis turning illegal immigrant child sex offenders back out on the street rather than honoring ICE detainers. When we don't have to turn them loose, those people now say they need to protect children from sexualization online. Now, if it's by the illegal immigrant sex offender next door, that's cool. We're fine with that. You guys do what you want. But, you know, we're just going to let them go. But online, we got to protect you, though. That sounds suspicious to you. It's not even more suspicious that Republican members of the Uniparty, the most corrupt ones, are right there with them trying to outdo each other in these hearings yesterday to get to the American Online Safety Act. Wait a minute. What? Doesn't that sound like the one Britain uses for those nighttime censorship raids? Why, it is. It started exactly this way. In fact, they call it the UK Online Safety Act of 2023. Well, that was a terrible censorship bill, wasn't it? No. That was to protect children. Except now in the middle of the night, if you point out that illegal immigrants are raping and robbing people, the police will stop by, pick you up, take your computer as evidence, and haul you in. Most recently, they arrested a guy wearing a Star of David because it upset the Muslims who were protesting that he walked by. He didn't say anything, by the way. He was just openly Jewish. This is where we are in the UK. And we can get there here, too, really fast with this Online Safety Act, which, folks, has nothing to do with online safety. And that's why Mark Zuckerberg is correct here. He's saying, no. We got plenty of ways. If you want to ban social media accounts for kids under 16, we got a lot of ways to do that without going to mandatory digital ID or mandatory ID. Folks, you know what this is? You know you have to have a license to drive a car? This is have a license to get online. Except right now, they're letting you use your credit card as your license in Australia. Why? Because that is more vetted than a driver's license in Australia. It's a virtual digital ID. Since the fine is so high, up to $43 million per incident of a 16-year-old having an account, guess what? They're going to make double, triple, quadruple sure, and the bill lets them, starting with the face scan. Well, you just got to prove you're over 16. That's all. Yeah, you know, we couldn't tell from that. We're going to need another method. So how about you go ahead and get your digital ID. They've already created those. They have a national digital ID in Australia. Oh, don't want to use that? Well, let's go ahead and upload your driver's license. We're going to compare your face scan. Well, now you've got a virtual digital ID. Well, we need a double, triple check. And by the way, they can ask for that. So go ahead and upload your credit card. We'll have all your history. Then we'll know exactly who you are so we know where to send the censors. And the Uniparty can't get enough of it.
I think protecting children is an avenue that should be pursued.
Dick Durbin,
I won't rule
Democrat.
Out some sort of limitation in sales or distribution or use.
Oh, they love this.
Devices.
This is a bigger problem we're going to need to attack from multiple different directions, including maybe looking at what some countries like Australia have done in restricting access to their platforms until you reach.
By the way, if you're an adult, you can't have an account if you don't verify your age. You can look at the social media platform online, but you can't interact with it. Oh, and it'll run much more slowly for you. So, you know, go ahead and get your license to use social media. Go ahead, check in. That, folks, is how it'll work in Australia. It's a horror show for human rights and free speech. Now, here's the thing, though. This bill that just went into effect in Australia, this law already sets the system up inside social media. That's why they have such a burn on to get this bill through Congress. So the system's already built. You could just opt Americans into it ahead of the election. But folks, this is not the only moving piece of this. Notice what's going on in the EU. This is all connected. Elon Musk just got that $140 million fine. And it's for a couple of things, but the only one that actually matters is the third category. Under the Digital Services Act, the EU has the right to censor. They also have the right to your algorithms to see what people are writing and how far you allowed the reach to go, particularly in political things, political discourse, and political campaigns. If it's a thing they don't like, i.e., you said something mean about a liberal, and Elon Musk let it go too far, then he can be fined another $140 million. So he's refusing to turn all that internal data over to the censors in Brussels, the censors in the EU. That's why they're fining him. If he gives in and turns that info over, they're immediately going to begin demanding censorship. Not just censorship of posts relating to EU elections, but posts relating to our elections. Yes, you heard that right. They are asserting the right to censor our elections because Europeans are online. So suppose you live in a swing state, you're running for the school board there, and you want to get the gay sex books out of the kindergarten section of your school library. Sorry about your campaign ad. Yeah, that's going to have to go. We're going to let your opponent say whatever he wants on X, but not you. Sorry. Well, here's the thing. What they know is that Elon Musk gets roughly 20 to 25% of his revenues out of the EU and 17% of his users are there. And here's what they're betting. They're betting that it'll be just like Brazil. Elon Musk is huffing and puffing right now and saying, I'm not going to pay it. Screw you. But he did the same thing in Brazil until they froze one $6 million bank account of his. And he folded like a cheap chair. Now he censors for them. By the way, do you know who built the censorship system in Brazil? It was during the Biden administration. Who do you think it was? FBI. Why'd you call the FBI? Well, they're the experts. They were running our system here. They built it, by the way, in partnership with a Soros NGO, Alexander Soros. He's big into censorship. So, folks, can you see the system coming together? On the one hand, the Democrats, John Brennan, and all of them are over in Europe getting the censorship ready to go, they hope, ahead of the 2026 and 2028 election. Putting the pressure on Elon Musk. He either can pay the $140 million and then another $140 million, he can, you know, eventually, by the way, if he refuses long enough, they'll just shut him out of the market with an iron curtain. That's what happens. It's identical to China. Basically, you just get shut out, right? So he'll lose all of that revenue. Well, when forced with that in Brazil, he folded like a cheap chair. They're betting he'll do the same. On the other hand, they need a way to identify you. That's the key to this whole thing, to a Chinese-style credit system. That is what the Children's Online Safety Act is for. By the way, I've told you many, many times about the horror show in the UK where they're, you know, raiding people's homes now. They're raiding them in the middle of the night for speech crimes. Over 4,000 people have been arrested by the new state speech police. They're doing the raids in the middle of the night now. Did you know that? It's actually on purpose because if people are asleep, they you know, they're groggy, they're less hysterical. But ultimately, they need a way with a government database that they can ID you so they don't have to depend on the Elon Musks anymore. They also need to build the system out so they can connect your online ID, your digital ID, your real ID to your bank account. That way, all of it can be shut down. And then you got the Chinese social credit systems right there. This is the beginning of that. That is why you're seeing the Uniparty push this. And the terrifying part, where is this coming from? Every angle. This is tech titan and billionaire Larry Ellison standing next to Bill Gates less than 2 months ago in the Oval Office with Trump at the White House, talking about what this system will look like when it's built out. He's referring to the UK here because Keir Starmer, who is the Prime Minister of the UK, just mandated digital ID for every part of British life by 2028. So if you want to buy a car, if you want to buy a house, if you want to rent an apartment, you want to get a job, you have to have digital ID, period. Okay, folks, so here's Larry Ellison, Bill Gates, talking about right there in the Oval Office what they want this system to look like built out.
The NHS in the UK has an incredible amount of population data, but it's fragmented. It's not easily accessible by these AI models. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
The digital ID, the point of identity to get on social media, is the point where all of that data comes together. Now, I'm going to tie the beast system all together because it's coming at us from so many directions. I feel like I'm the only one who's noticed all the directions and put it together. 44% of Americans still refuse to get real ID. That's that driver's license that's got that gold star. I guess you put it on your driver's license now instead of on a band around your shoulder. Well, when you get a real ID, if you go get one, you have to provide all kinds of extra forms of ID. But what happens to that information? What makes it different? It all goes to the federal government. It's in a database, the kind of database Larry Ellison was talking about. People don't realize that. You need it to fly, right? According to the Real ID Act. Well, the Trump administration implemented the Real ID Act in May. 44% of Americans are still refusing to get one. So they're cracking down. If you go to fly right now, you either need a Real ID or your passport. So think about that. That would be your passport to fly nationally, not internationally. Okay. What happens if you don't have either? Well, you have to pay them $45 and have your face scanned at a kiosk. They'll scan it against databases of known photographs. A lot of these licensed photographs are in the database. If they can't ID it, you got to provide them with your driver's license. They'll scan it compared to that, and they will create you what they claim is a temporary digital ID. It lasts for 10 days. Then you've got to do it again. But there's no guarantee you can fly. If there's any kind of glitch, you don't get on the plane. What is this system for? Well, the Department of Homeland Security has been very clear about it. It's to force 100% compliance with digital ID. Well, looky here. To comply with the Children's Online Safety Act, what do I need? A digital ID, a national ID, which folks should understand. Once it is implemented and uptaken to Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, all of that, it's a world ID. These are all the parts to it. So I want you to watch something, okay? Because I mean, watching TV this morning was Orwellian. With all of these members of the Uniparty, none of the conservatives are on TV. All these members of the Uniparty slobbering over this Online Safety Act, which, by the way, one more thought, just so you know. As you watch people in the UK round it up in the middle of the night, do you know where that started with? Their Online Safety Act. It was to protect children.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.